Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Where were you 6 years ago today on September the 11th, 2001? I was in a place called North Wales, Pennsylvania. That is a suburb of Philadelphia. I was doing some postgraduate work at Westminster Theological Seminary at that time. And I was hearing the reports of what was going on in New York. Wondering what the real truth was, not pretending that at that time I knew what the real truth was, but being as stunned as everyone else who was watching television at that moment as these things began to transpire. What is the real truth of 9/11? That is the ultimate truism of this entire circumstance. What is the truth behind the event? The real truth. And sometimes it takes more time in history as history goes by in order to sort through that sort of thing. I think your options as a thinking person boil down to one of two different versions of 9/11, neither of which is the official version. One is that 9/11 simply represents a predictable blowback against the United States emanating from the Islamic world because of an interventionistic foreign policy in the Middle East that includes the things that we've talked about in this show related to Iran in 1953, among others, certainly Palestine from 1947-48 onward. And other events that indicate that the United States, like the Soviet Union, like Britain, like many of the other ancient empires of an older vintage, cannot continue to impose its will on that part of the world or any other part of the world, and to do so by fiat and by force without derivative consequences. That is abundantly clear, and I think underscores that 9/11 is a day that will, as FDR would have put it, will live in infamy. Because much like the event provoked by FDR himself on December the 7th, 1941, there is a tremendous, tremendous dichotomy between event and ultimate meaning for those who want to search history more deeply as God directs and find out the real story behind the story. This is where we sit on September the 11th, 2007. We are in a wider war in the Middle East. We went to war under circumstances that were not the ones that were publicly advertised at the time by Mr. Bush and the other salesmen for the project for a new American century. We now stand at the threshold of an even bigger disaster. Americans, according to CNN this morning, are weighing in on the Petraeus report. Do Americans trust the top military commander in Iraq to report on what's really going on? Can anyone even take that question seriously? Quite clearly, the general is not in a position to speak his mind. Quite clearly, the verdict is already in on Mr. Bush's policy in the Middle East. Quite clearly, Mr. Bush is nothing more than the front man and the sales spokesman and the salesman for the folks who are really making the policies. Who is ultimately behind 9/11? Who has been behind a series of other events in the last 100 years of American history? Is it possible that 9/11 is nothing more than a seamless garment of events that have been occurring in this century, that have been perpetrated by the same people? The First and Second World Wars, the Kennedy assassination, the USS Liberty incident, the real story behind what happened at Entebbe in 1976, the real story of what happened on September the 11th, 2001, folks, goes a lot deeper than we might think. Ted Pike will join me in 1 hour from now to give us the latest from the National Prayer Network and to talk about the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, among many other things that Ted has been speaking of in recent times. Stay tuned to Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network will be calling the RBN studio in under an hour to be a part of this show in the last hour. Ted's going to be talking about all the kinds of things that the National Prayer Network covers on an ongoing basis, including the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. What is ENDA? What is its present status in the United States Congress? What other kinds of things can we expect to see from this Congress in the days ahead? What is the status of the hate crimes legislation situation? Ted Pike and his niece, Harmony Grant, have written some things in recent times analyzing the letter sent to the New York Times, or printed by the New York Times, that indicates that some evangelical leaders, in what they have said in more recent times, oppose or are at least extremely concerned by the direction that American foreign policy has taken under the direction of people like John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio. Ted Pike wants to chat a little bit about that letter that was written by these evangelicals and what it may mean. By the way, speaking of theology, I had a very thoughtful comment yesterday from a regular listener on the whole subject of creation. Greg Felton, my regular guest on Monday, said some things on the creation issue that I did not address because I didn't think there was time to address it, and it was not the proper context in which to address it. But I want to make it very clear. I don't agree with Greg at all on this whole question of creation. I believe in the biblical account of creation. I am a Christian theist on that subject and every other subject for that matter. And one book that I would recommend that if you don't have it on your shelf is well worth your time is a series of essays compiled by the late Dr. Henry Morris entitled The Long War Against God. I think it's very, very clear that there are implications that derive from believing in the creationist account according to the book of Genesis or believing in an evolutionary dogma. The dogma of evolution, whether you're talking about the biological version of it or you're talking about the cultural version of it that stems from the biological, is a worldview with implications. All of these various assumptions, all of these various conclusions that are drawn from the two camps lead in particular directions. I am on the creationist side of that debate, for better or worse, and I think what Dr. Henry Morris's series of essays indicate to us, entitled The Long War Against God, is that there is indeed an ideological struggle that has gone on in this country, and for that matter around the world for a very long period of time. And in fact, the creation-evolutionist controversy has had implications for the totality of our culture. So again, just to clear the record, and at a future juncture, I would like to get a good, responsible creationist on this show to talk about this both scientifically as well as theologically and culturally. But Dr. Henry M. Morris, the late founder, if I'm remembering this correctly, the name of the organization, the Creation Research Institute, I met him in San Antonio a decade ago when he was still doing the lecture circuit occasionally. A very fine gentleman who has been an absolutely prolific writer. But the ideology behind the creation-evolution controversy is really chronicled quite well in The Long War Against God. If you can get a copy of that book, it will really serve you well in the future. And I wanted to make it very, very clear where I stand on this subject. As long as we're getting into the realm of theology just briefly this morning, I was at the Texas Confessional Lutherans Conference in Brenham, Texas this past weekend, Friday and Saturday. That was a very interesting gathering, by the way, that underscores the fact that not all is well in the Lutheran Church any more than all is well in any of the other major denominations of America, for that matter. Interesting conference, interesting people. That's going to be something to watch in the days ahead. What is transpiring in the Lutheran Church? A number of years ago, there was a merger of synods into what is presently called the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, which is frankly, the liberal mainline body in the Lutheran Church. I'm speaking somewhat simplistically, but I think that that's an accurate statement. Then you have the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which historically has been the conservative confessional alternative to the mainline body. But we are told by the Texas Confessional Lutherans that not all is well in the Missouri Synod by any stretch of the imagination, and that some of the more conservative confessional elements in that synod are extremely concerned by events in that synod in the last 5 or 6 years, not to mention the last 40 years. So that bears close watching as well. And then, of course, you have the whole issue of what the future holds for some of these conservative evangelical confessional pastors and congregations, be they in the Lutheran tradition or one of the other great traditions out of the Protestant Reformation that has been impacted by liberalism and, frankly, by evolutionary dogma, among other things. Keep an eye on this Texas Confessional Lutherans organization. You can find their website at www.concordtx.org. That's www.concordtx.org. Met some interesting people from a variety of different kinds of Lutheran organizations around the country who support this organization. One of these groups, which I'll be saying more about later on the air, has translated Luther's small catechism into a variety of different languages, including Chinese, Russian, Uzbek. The list goes on and on. Those of you who are interested in Luther's small catechism in another language other than the English language, And other than German and Latin, where I think that they're still widely available, might want to contact me by email, and I'll put you in touch with the people who actually print these catechisms in these different languages and who need your help in financing these projects, by the way, to the extent that your gifts enable you to do that. So that was the Texas Confessional Lutherans Conference this last weekend in Brenham, and although it was not discussed directly, I'm sure that, at least in passing, the creation evolutionary debate in the United States, and in the Lutheran Church for that matter, will be an ongoing source of contention in the days ahead between those on traditional right and those on relativistic left. My brother has been in San Antonio the last couple of days. He is on his way home now to resume his professional and family responsibilities in the Midwest. We were talking last night, of course, about this conflict in Iraq. My brother is on the Democratic left, meaning the Democratic Party. He has opposed this war from the beginning. I, of course, as most of my listeners know, am on the Buchanan-Taft right when it comes to not only this war in Iraq, but a whole host of other issues. Interesting that thinking left and thinking right have come to the conclusion, in some cases from the beginning, that this Iraq war was wrong. That it was wrong, it was misguided, it was a continuation of the mentality on the part of American foreign policy in the Middle East and elsewhere that has produced ultimately and historically more problems than it solved, far more. And here we are again, a generation or two after the end of the Vietnam conflict, which my father was involved with, of course, as an Air Force colonel. And lo and behold, we have exactly what Eric Margolis talks about today at lourockwell.com. D-A-M-N, he says. D-A-M-N. It's Nam again. Take a look at that essay, if you can, at lourockwell.com, where Eric Margolis says, I recently read about a conditioned psychiatrist called Jamais-Vu, or Jamais-Vu. That's where one sees something very familiar, but the brain cannot identify it. It's the opposite of deja vu. Both the White House and U.S. military seemed gripped by Jamais-Vu. Many of the same political and military mistakes the United States made in the Vietnam War are being repeated in Iraq and Afghanistan. But neither the White House, Pentagon, nor U.S. field commanders seem to understand they are repeating errors from the past. Today's much ballyhooed testimony to Congress by General David Petraeus, commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, will report the quote-unquote progress his troops are making in Iraq as part of the so-called surge strategy. This lame idea, worthy of World War I thinking, was developed by one of America's dimmer military minds, retired General Jack Keane, and sold to President George Bush. Petraeus will tell Congress that despite serious problems, including Iraq's useless government, the U.S. still needs to keep most of the current 170,000 U.S. troops in Iraq and hint at some minor brigade-sized future troop reductions in the future. Quote, unquote, there's light at the end of the tunnel, will be Petraeus' message. The report will speak of important security successes in Baghdad and rest of Anbar province, where the U.S. occupation has been bribing local sheikhs with very large amounts of cash. One can rent loyalty, says Eric Margolis, but never buy it. General Petraeus is a very smart, well-respected commander, but one suspects his report will unfortunately be the latest example of Jamais-Vu syndrome. And one heartily wishes that the general had the courage to stand up and tell Congress that his men were being killed and wounded in a war that has already been lost. That won't happen, says Margolis, because U.S. officers are taught to be relentlessly optimistic and toe the political party line. American commanders in Iraq and Afghanistan keep proudly reporting how their men have occupied villages or towns, killed scores of quote-unquote suspected terrorists, usually thanks to air attack, and force the enemy to flee. They issue glowing reports about the numbers of Baghdad neighborhoods they have pacified. They do not seem to understand they are fighting a fluid guerrilla war in which territory and body counts mean very little. Mao Zedong perfectly described the principles of such guerrilla war, quote, when the enemy advances, withdraw. When he stops, harass. When he tires, strike. When he retreats, pursue. The successes being reported from Iraq and Afghanistan are illusory, says Eric Margolis. We'll come back to this in just a moment. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network will join me at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network will join me in approximately 30 to 35 minutes from now to talk about some of the latest issues that confront the National Prayer Network as well as the rest of us. And one of the things, of course, that Ted wants to speak about is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, E-N-D-A. What is it? Who's behind it? What does it mean? What's it going to mean if it passes? Ted Pike is going to get to the bottom of all of that for the rest of us in a little bit under 1 hour from now. We are back, of course, to looking at Eric Margolis's essay in lewrockwell.com. D-A-M-N, he says, it's NAM, again. Again. You know, before I continue with this essay, I have to say, folks, that I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam War. My dad was an Air Force colonel at that time, very much involved in the whole situation. Many of those of you who listen to this show also remember the Vietnam War. Maybe you were a participant. Maybe someone in your family was. Maybe you lost a loved one or a close friend in that entire conflict. Images of this Vietnam Wall, of course, in Washington, D.C., continue to burn in my mind as I think about some of this commentary from this morning. I'm old enough to remember General Westmoreland and some of the things that he was saying in the 1960s about this conflict. For those of you who have that kind of personal historical context, you can well nigh evaluate the truth of what Eric Margolis is saying today about what we are now hearing from General David Petraeus. It is hard to believe that the United States, 32 years after the fall of Saigon, could be making the mistake that we are making once again in the foreign policy that we pursue around the world, that we would be making it in Iraq, thinking that we can possibly unify Shiites and Kurds and Sunnis under the banner of this so-called central government as a result of a Western intervention in Iraq that these people are well nigh sick of. It's entirely incredible that our political and military leadership could actually try to sell us on the wisdom of this policy. This gets back then to the Margolis essay, where he goes all the way back to Mao Zedong, known to those of us in an earlier age as Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong perfectly described, says Eric Margolis, the principles of such guerrilla war. When the enemy advances, withdraw. When he stops, harass. When he tires, strike. And when he retreats, pursue. Margolis says that the successes being reported from Iraq and Afghanistan are illusory. We heard exactly the same story during the Vietnam War, when U.S. military spokesmen trumpeted glowing daily reports about enemy body counts, strategic hamlets created, Viet Cong tunnels blown up, hearts and minds won over, and smiling children waving little American flags. While the U.S. was quote-unquote winning all these daily little battles, communists were winning the war. Institutional memory rarely exceeds 10 years, according to Margolis. Most of Vietnam's bitter lessons have been totally forgotten. Guerrilla wars are fought not for territory but for control of civilian populations. Recent polls show that 80% of the Iraqis want U.S. forces out. Once again, U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan have been sent into no-win wars by their poorly informed, badly advised civilian masters in order to keep coming up with rosy progress reports, then blamed when these pointless wars are lost. Margolis says, I have covered numerous guerrilla wars in Africa, Central America, and Asia in my time, and have never seen Western powers win a single one. Yet Americans keep forgetting this hard lesson, and the great General Douglas MacArthur's warning after the bloody Korean War, quote, never fight a land war in Asia, unquote. Petraeus' testimony is far more about U.S. domestic politics than war in Iraq. It is a key weapon in the game of political chicken President George Bush is playing with a Democratic-controlled Congress, which wants to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq in accordance with the wishes of a majority of Americans. But Bush appears determined, says Margolis, to keep the war going until his term expires so as to avoid blame for defeat in Iraq. Congress is trying to lay all the blame for the war on Bush, get him to admit defeat, and evade its own shameful role in authorizing the trumped-up Iraq war. But Congress is in a jam. If U.S. troops do withdraw, Iraq may fall into even worse chaos than it now suffers, which the next president, who polls suggest will be a Democrat, will inherit. In an election year, Republicans will blast Democrats as defeatists for cunning and rutting and losing Iraq. That's why worried leading Democrats are now backing off calls for total withdrawal and mumbling about partial pullbacks and, quote, training Iraqi forces, unquote. Meanwhile, says Eric Margolis, the administration keeps up the pretense there is a functioning government in Baghdad. Washington refuses to admit Iraq has no real national government or army and is an anarchic stew of competing Shia militias, tribal chiefs, death squads, a score of Sunni resistance groups, and Kurdish separatists who want their own independent state. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with the remainder of this Margolis essay and Ted Pike at 8 o'clock Central Time from the National Prayer Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network will join me in approximately half an hour from now to cover a series of stories, including the latest with ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. What is it? Who is it? Who's behind it? What does it mean? That will be Ted Pike with us in approximately half an hour from now to discuss ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and who and what is behind it, what it's going to mean if it passes. I can tell you right now, folks, if this thing passes, we are in even more political and cultural and moral trouble than ever. So you'll want to listen to that broadcast. We've been talking a little bit this morning about the Petraeus situation and 9/11 in reference to Eric Margolis's essay today at lourockwell.com entitled DAMN, It's NOM, again, the conclusion of the Margolis essay, he says that the administration keeps up the pretense that there is a functioning government in Baghdad. Washington refuses to admit Iraq has no real national government or army and is an anarchic stew of competing Shia militias, tribal chiefs, death squads, a score of Sunni resistance groups, and Kurdish separatists who want their own independent state. Iran, says Margolis, is becoming the real power in eastern Iraq, and particularly so now that British troops are pulling out of the Basra region. Iran's intelligence agency already pretty much controls one of the two main Shia parties and its militia, the Badr Brigades. The U.S. occupation is largely responsible, says Eric Margolis, for unleashing Shia ethnic cleansing that has created 4 million Iraqi refugees. By using Shia death squads and militias to attack Sunni resistance forces, Washington poured gasoline on Iraq's ethnic fires. History does not repeat itself, but men's mistakes and follies do. The latest somber example, says Eric Margolis, is Iraq, where our memory of Vietnam is Yamais Vu. Those of you who speak French might advise me on the pronunciation of that term. I know deja vu just because Yogi Berra used to use it. Yamais Vu? Let me know what you think about that French pronunciation when you get a chance. Eric Margolis, of course, is the contributing foreign editor for Sun National Media in Canada, is the author of War at the Top of the World, and is frequently seen at lewrockwell.com. There are a couple of things that come forth to me in this essay, folks. One is that although I am not a communist by anyone's stretch of the imagination, Mao Zedong says great truth here when he describes the principles of such guerrilla war, as we see it in Iraq and Afghanistan, as we saw it a generation ago in Vietnam, and of course as we saw it when the communists took over China. Mao Zedong says, quote, when the enemy advances, withdraw. When he stops, harass. When he tires, strike. When he retreats, pursue. Somebody ought to tell our leading military strategists about Mao Zedong. Someone ought to remind them of what we went through in Vietnam just a generation ago. One other thing needs to be said about this essay on the part of Eric Margolis. This is an outstanding essay in my view, but it does not really directly address something that Eric has, of course, mentioned in passing in other essays, so I suspect he would agree with me on this. But it does not really reference this catastrophe in Iraq to the people who really are responsible for getting us involved in this whole thing to begin with. Who is really responsible for what Margolis says is the trumped-up Iraq war? Who trumped it up and why? This really gets to the bottom of what I think is going to be talked about this coming October in Orange County, California, where Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is coordinating the No More Wars for Israel conference that's going to be held in Southern California that weekend during the traditional Columbus Day weekend. Folks, if you really want to get at the bottom of what's happening in this country, what has really gone wrong with our foreign policy, what all was really the larger context of what happened 6 years ago today on September the 11th, 2007, why our military and political leadership has committed us to this idiocy in Iraq and Afghanistan, and why they want to expand this into an unjustified preemptive military strike against Iran, and maybe to go into Pakistan. This sort of lunacy can only be understood against the backdrop of what is going to be talked about this October at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. You can get more information on this, by the way, by going to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn has set up that website so that people can get all of the information that they need regarding registration for this conference. It's http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's the 12th through the 14th of October in Orange County, California. Here's the latest list of confirmed speakers, by the way. Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, American Free Press correspondent, author and radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, author and AFP correspondent Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television, Father Christopher Hunter, traditional Catholic priest, patriotic author, and longtime anti-Zionist activist, vote fraud investigator and anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit Jr. Here's a new one. That's why it's important to check this site from time to time, folks. Dr. Kaukab Siddiq, the publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends. Dr. Kaukab Siddiq. Then there, of course, is Tito Howard, investigator and filmmaker in the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. Professor Ray Goodwin, author and regular contributor to the Barnes Review. Chuck Carlson, founder of We Hold These Truths and Project Straight Gate. Dr. Robert Brock, the black nationalist leader. John DeNugent, contributing editor for the Barnes Review. 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, who will discuss her ongoing lawsuit and the efforts of judicial criminals to silence her. Eileen Fleming, journalist, author, pro-Palestinian activist, and owner of WeAreWideAwake.org. Joachim Martello, Muslim-American writer, researcher, and activist. These, according to Mark Lynn, are just a few of the weekend speakers. More will be announced in the weeks to come. I know some of the people that I cannot mention on the air that Mark Lynn is in current negotiation with, folks. The list he has already is well worth your time in terms of attending the conference and supporting it financially. But Mark is in conversation with some incredible marquee names who may yet appear on this list. I'll keep you posted on this in the days ahead. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person. Couples, $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Those not wishing to eat can get a discounted rate. You can send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn, P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. Or you can pay online. You can pay online by going to PayPal, www.paypal.com. Click on the send money, quote-unquote send money provision, and type in mglenn at mediamonitors.org as the recipient. Again, all of the information about this can be found at the webpage http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. On this September the 11th, 6 years after the fact, I believe that we are getting close to really understanding the full implications of what really started in earnest 6 years ago today. I remember where I was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening to these initial reports. A young Navy couple living upstairs from me in my apartment complex that was stationed at Willow Grove Naval Air Station became intensely concerned about what it was that was coming out over the national news. And as we spoke, I will say this. I was not as far along in my understanding as quickly as Mary Starrett was that day. She, of course, is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party based in Oregon now. Mary is going to be a regular analyst with me for an hour on each Thursday, beginning at 8 a.m. Central Time. But as you will recall, she told our audience the other day that when she was working at that time for Christian media up in the Pacific Northwest, that she sensed that day that something was way wrong with this. Mary was on to the false flag aspect of this thing in the initial 24 hours of the reports, which shows you just how much smarter she is than I am and than I was 6 years ago. But at any rate, 6 years later, we know a lot more, don't we? Over the course of time, we've been hearing from people on this, like Dr. Ron Larson up in Austin with his PhD in physics from Cornell. We've heard from Paul Craig Roberts ongoingly on this subject and Morgan Reynolds, We've heard from Stephen Jones of Brigham Young University, ex-Brigham Young University professor, talking about the scientific impossibility of the official explanation for how those towers collapsed. And then we've been hearing reports regularly about dancing Israelis who were celebrating as the towers were smoking. We've been hearing about the urban moving legend. We've heard about those who were given a free pass back to Israel and back to Saudi Arabia after the event, who should have been detained and who ultimately were not. Why? Who's really behind this? Just as we now know more of the real story behind the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor at the end of the 19th century, just as we know more about World War I and what started it than we did at the time, just as Robert Stinnett's book, A Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor, has given us Freedom of Information Act documents which prove what Franklin Delano Roosevelt knew for 14 months preceding December the 7th, 1941, and what he did to provoke that event. That's the inside story that still unfolds about the circumstances that involved our entry into the Second World War. And then, of course, the list goes on and on. The 1953 CIA-sponsored revolution against Mossadegh in Iran. We think of what happened in Guatemala in 1954. Various other things come to mind as well, don't they? Operation Northwoods, the larger context of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which we were not told about at the time. And then, of course, the Kennedy assassination, both of those actually, both JFK and RFK 4.5 years later, the King assassination. We speak about Israel's unprovoked attack on the USS Liberty. Talk about Vietnam and Watergate. We talk about all kinds of things going into the 1970s up to and including the real context of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in the late 1970s. And, of course, the list just goes on and on and on. What is the moral of the story? There's the public event, and then there's the real explanation, which inevitably lies behind the public event in history, that is virtually never, never what the establishment media tells us is the truth, and that is virtually never the story that we get from conventional governmental sources. That is the ultimate meaning of September the 11th, 2007. Getting back to the whole question of thinking or believing, have we been taught to think and to analyze, or have we been taught simply to believe, to accept, and to accept uncritically the truth, capital T, as that is described for us by government and by government-run educational systems and by religious spokesmen who are, in fact, religious spokesmen not for Christ, but religious spokesmen in many cases for Caesar. This seems to me, once again, to be the ultimate story behind September the 11th, 2001. We need to be watching these things in the days ahead, folks. These things are not laughing matters. Let's take a look at Ted Pike briefly before he comes on this morning. He tells us that the Democrats have projected many frightening bills during this session of Congress. At least four have been defeated, and several seem to be set aside as a result of public outcry. Yet the two most dangerous, according to Ted Pike, who's going to join me in about 12 minutes from now, are the Federal Hate Crimes Bill, SA 2067, and ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2007, also known as H.R. 2015. We have a caller, John in Tennessee. John, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, John. Hey, listen, I'm dealing with new technical staff this morning, and my old tech and I would correspond via Skype and type messages so I would know when someone was calling. I guess I'll go back to my old callers board. I'm sorry for leaving you hanging. Go ahead.
You didn't leave me hanging. I was only on a couple minutes.
Oh, good. Go ahead, sir.
Actually, you know, Mark, you said some things that are really interesting today. And not just you, but I've heard on the normal news media, if you can call it that, many, many references. Today of all days, as 9/11/2001 was America's Pearl Harbor. And I believe that it was. And I know that you know that it was. What's unfortunate is that the average American doesn't know what Pearl Harbor was other than, you know, what we've been taught for years is an unprovoked attack. I'd like to, again, recommend some books. John Tolan, are you familiar with who John Tolan is?
I sure am. I've read his book, Infamy. I suppose that's one that you're going to recommend,
well,
and I certainly recommend it, too.
I was going to recommend Infamy, Pearl Harbor and its Aftermath is the subtitle. And due to the Freedom of Information Act, he was able to come across a lot of government documentation proving exactly what this so-called conspiracy theory about 9/11 is, or about what Pearl Harbor was. You know, it's unfortunate that the Sean Hannitys of the world and the Gordon Liddys of the world will not touch John Tolan's book with a 10-foot pole, even though it's 20-some years old. And the fact that John Tolan is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, he's not some kook like people would have you believe that conspiracy theorists are. He's a researcher, and he's an award-winning author. His book is proof, as far as I'm concerned, that December 7, 1941 was an operation similar to the sinking of the Lusitania and, Gulf of Tonkin and all the rest of the false flags, just as 9/11 was. Now, I've got to say, you know, we're 6 years after the fact.
John, we're cutting away to a break. Hold your thought, and we'll get right back to you. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike will be with us in, 6, 7, 8 minutes from now. Presently, we're having a conversation with John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Mark, what I was saying was, you know, we're 6 years to the day when this thing happened in New York City. And like you, I've only come out of the dark in the last 3 years or so. And I didn't want to let today go by. I hope that you see John Stadtmiller. I don't get to talk to him. And be sure that he knows, because of his hard work that him and his wife put in. And I know it's hard to run a network, but because John cared, this John in Tennessee, a light went on. When I tuned into RBN for the first time, I was listening, and it was about 9/11, and about this unseen hand, and I thought those people are crazy, you know. But it was an interesting conversation, so I listened, and a couple weeks later, a light went off, and I realized that I was listening to the truth. You know, I'd spent my life as a kid in love with history. I was intrigued by it. Through high school, I took every history class that they offered, to where my last year of high school was a couple study halls and a gym class, because there were no more classes offered. You know, it's unfortunate to think that part of me says, John, you wasted your time learning history because it was all lies. But on the other hand, I know what the lies are for sure. So it's easier for me to see the truth. When it comes before me, I can recognize it as truth. So, you know, once again, man, tell John that I said thank you. We owe a lot to people like Ralph Epperson, with the book that I read it was like food for someone that was dying of hunger. It was like water for someone that was thirsty. Ralph Epperson is a tremendous patriot. His book is full of truth. The other books that I offer to you for reading, you know, the What If God Wrought and the Alexander Hislop book. These are books that I hope everyone that's listening to this network, you can get them online. You can get Alexander Hislop as an e-book. Read it for free. These are books that if you'll read them, it's like fuel to a fire. It'll enlighten you. I don't know. I guess I'm at a loss for words. I know that these things have to happen. Today, patriots are looking back thinking what a great travesty has been put forth on this country. And the others in the regular media, Mark, today, for some reason, 6 years after the date, they're cutting open this wound again. You know, they're operating on a scarred area, I believe, intentionally trying to ignite the fire of passion and anger and hurt and all the rest, because they know that they're losing the American people. It's not that we're forgetting what happened. It's because people are beginning to wake up, and they're beginning to have true disgust and disdain for their government, realizing that they're a bunch of, not all of them, you know, there's a bunch of evil folks running this nation and running other countries in the world, and they're all in bed together, and they're going to the bank together, and you and I and the other people in this nation around the world are paying for it. And I think they're it open to bring back the anger and the hatred.
John, I couldn't have put together a better op-ed piece myself in regard to September the 11th. I think you've hit the nail on the head. This is the battle for people's minds and whether or not we're going to see the truth while there's yet time. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike at some point will be calling us from the Pacific Northwest and hooking up to discuss the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Stay tuned.
It's true.